In her message to mark the year 2025 International Women's Day celebration, the executive chairman of the Ayobo Ipaja LCDA, Hon. Bola Shobowale, has praised the extraordinary contributions of women to the development of Ayobo Ipaja, Lagos State and Nigeria, while acknowledging that more work needs to be done to address challenges faced by women in the state. The chairman commended the progress made by Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu towards gender equality, addressing gender-based violence, and bridging gaps in opportunities for women in education, entrepreneurship, and political leadership in the state. According to Shobowale, women play pivotal roles in the development of any individual, family, and society. They are the bedrock of our communities, raising families, supporting community development initiatives, and driving economic growth. As we celebrate our women on this special day, let us reflect on how the courage and determination of women around the world have shaped human progress in civil liberties, universal suffrage, and equality that defines the progress of every society. We must remember that despite the heights attained by women in education, medical sciences, sports entrepreneurship, and leadership, women still face violence and discrimination in several spheres of life. We must work hard to break down these barriers and ensure that all women, regardless of their background, have the chance to reach their full potential in our society. Bola Shobowale noted that this year's celebration of International Women's Day is not just about recognizing past achievements of women but also an opportunity to invest in critical areas such as education, maternal and child care, enhancing the well-being of the girl child, eliminating gender-based violence, and improving affirmative actions aimed at advancing political and economic relevance of women. The mayor restated the commitment of her administration to devote more resources to the development of women and youth, stressing that women and youth are the most critical groups that top her development agenda in the LCDA. As a mother, I am passionate about women's development and enhancing opportunities for our women to thrive. I am aware that when women have access to education and affordable childcare, they are more likely to succeed at home and in the workplace. Therefore, as the theme of this year's celebration tagged, Accelerate Action, we are raising the level of our actions and investment in women, in every ramification, and this administration has demonstrated that commitment with the appointment of more women in the Executive Council, increasing access to healthcare for women and children, and ensuring a conducive environment for our women to reach greater heights in their chosen careers. We must support women to grow economically, socially, and politically, and also combat violence against women, as we sustain our zero-tolerance policy for all forms of discrimination against women in our LCDA. As a government, we must work together to create a safe and supportive environment for our women to thrive, because when women thrive, our communities and our state will continue to thrive, the chairman stated. She then promised to continue to prioritize the welfare of women and the people of the LCDA in her quest to consolidate the achievements of this administration.